All right, let's go back to our phone lines. We're joined by Memphis mayoral candidate and city councilman Frank Colvet. Good morning, Frank. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend.
We certainly did. The same cannot be said for just the statistics. Again, you hate to even start the week off with just the numbers of crimes that took place over the weekend, but it's why you're running for mayoral, the mayor's office.
That's exactly correct. And, it begins with we need more cops, and I think we all agree with that. But it also requires a mayor that is willing. Look, the police are doing their job. We're catching a lot of criminals. But you have judges and these bail reform folks that are letting them go almost immediately. Look, I think we need a mayor that's willing to call out those judges, call out those individuals within the system that are letting these folks go after our police officers catch them. So this weekend, while very pleasant, at least for me and my family, was very unpleasant for many Memphians. And it just reminds us how hard we are going to begin working today, and especially January 1, to get these crime numbers down.
Frank, Todd Stearns here. There was one particularly horrifying incident that unfolded in Sea Isle Park. I think we have some audio here, and this is what it sounded like as people were trying to sleep in their homes. So, Frank, my question is, what are we really going to do about this? I mean, they say it took, 2 hours for the cops to respond, and I get it. They don't have enough to go around. But even if we did have enough cops, is that really the solution? Is that going to put a stop to this nonsense?
Well, Todd, as we have discussed several times, we're going to win not only the legal war and get these folks caught and behind bars and keep them there. We're going to win the optics war. Look, guys, we have too many people that are going on Instagram, and they're doing their donuts, and they're shooting off their weapons, and they know that even if the cops do arrest them, they're not going to spend any real time in jail. So we have to approach this holistically in the sense that we not only need the police officers and need enough police officers with the ability to respond, but we also need to send a very, very clear signal that your mayor is up and on social media within 24 hours saying, yes, these are the individuals that were firing off those weapons. This and these are their mugshots because the police have gone to catch them. And if the judges and the system wants to let them go early, these are the judges and the bail folks that let them go. I intend to call them all out. They can no longer be allowed to hide behind and hide in the shadows and let these folks go when good folks are sleeping in Sea Isle and awoken to gunfire. That is completely unacceptable, but it requires all of us and a mayor that is willing to call everyone out for not meeting expectations.
It appears to me because the current mayor is sending similar things out in statements, and he'll make a couple media appearances here and there, and he's put the district attorney, these judicial commissioners and judges on notice. But really, what can be done about it other than just getting out with a press release following this? As mayor, can you add that level of transparency and the accountability that is so needed to make sure they're not doing everything that they're doing right now, letting these criminals back out?
Let me tell you something, and that's a great point, Ben. If I need to get with a 501c3 or some kind of independent organization, they'll go through all the court records and they'll put it up on an independent site. That's what we will do. I mean, yes, I agree the mayor is moving out on this. We need to accelerate it. There's no question now that we need to eliminate all the places that these folks can hide behind. And if they won't do it themselves, then I will go to whatever group we've got to expose this.
Frank, we've been following this story, and it is disturbing as the account has been presented thus far. We haven't heard from the Memphis Police Department. But these Muslims who say they were victims of crime, but they were treated like criminals. I don't want to get into the details because we don't have all of them. But I will say this, in the riots that followed the Tyre Nichols incidents where a number of businesses along the Winchester corridor were attacked. I actually spoke to some Muslim business owners who tell me that time and time again, they have been mistreated by the police. They've been victims of crime, and yet they have been treated like the criminals. So it raised my eyebrows here. Any concerns you have, and do you have any information on what may have happened?
No, sir, not in that specific interest. I've been following the story like you have. And I think, look, leadership begins at the very top. We need a police director that specializes not only in recruiting the best and the brightest, but also in community policing. That is absolutely vital. That we have all of a sudden found ourselves, not all of a sudden, but we are now in an us versus them, where the police don't feel that they have any real allies outside the police force. They don't have someone that's truly hardcore backing them. But equally important, they need a leader and a police chief and a mayor that says culture does not trump policy. And community policing is required so that if a situation like this develops, it's not just a cop. It is a police officer whom you know, and the police officer also knows you. So going forward, this is the part that we have allowed ourselves to get too far into, is an us versus them. You know, are you on the side of criminals or cops? Well, we're on the side of cops, but we also need to be on the side of community and relationship building, because clearly we're under the current leadership, we're failing.
On that topic, a side note here, we had on State Representative Antonio Parkinson earlier in the show, and we asked him about the detention center. And I'm glad you're on the program, because this has been brought before the city council with the discussion with the Memphis Police Department about what we do with actually implementing and enforcing, that's the catch, enforcing a curfew. And there's been talks about this program that would send these people to a detention facility. He says this is not going to happen. So how do we enforce what is this new summer initiative by the Memphis Police Department?
Well, you've got a couple of situations. One, you've got a super Republican majority in the state legislature and a Republican governor. So in fair or unfair, a super Republican majority means that Democrats cannot get anything passed or anything meaningful done unless the Republicans completely sign on. What we have to do as mayor, even though it's nonpartisan, I'm quite obviously a Republican. I intend to go there and appeal based on my friendships and in many cases lifelong friendships for additional funding. But I also see a great opportunity here. There is a group that we all know, Youth Villages, and this has truly changed my career and my real theories on things. Through private funding, they're already moving forward with multiple programs designed for these kids that are getting into trouble. I mean, we can build all the jail cells in the world, but what does that truly net us? What we need are the groups that specialize in basically youth intervention and have a more holistic approach. And yes, incarceration, if it gets to it, that's what we've got to do. But we need to send and begin sending the optics that this is not acceptable. We need the police to be able to enforce it. The police need to know that we back them. But going forward, once we catch these kids, we've got to have something for them to do and programs to follow them and encourage them the right path, not just throw them away, you know, one offense and then throw them in jail and throw away the key. We've got to have a more holistic approach, and Youth Villages, I think, is the beginnings of showing us that pathway.
All right, good stuff. City Councilman Frank Colvette, where can people find out more about the campaign?
Well, and thanks to my wife, we have a updated website, and it is really, really good. FrankColvetteJr.com. It's come visit and see and give me some feedback on that. I look forward to it. And also, guys, I want to wish my big sister a very, very happy 39th birthday. Taffy, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to hanging out.
That's right. Great. Happy birthday. And great job to Leslie. I'm working on a website, too. Maybe she can help out with mine. I need a good...
bonus points for that one.
That's right. All right, Frank, always a pleasure.